This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Video of drone collision.
The footage supports the account by U.S. officials.
Holding failed banks responsible.
They almost cratered our entire banking system.
Flooded in California.
You just can't get a contractor out here right now.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Air Force has released video saying it proves a Russian jet buzzed, then eventually collided with a U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Newly released video overnight supports the account by U.S. officials that two Russian jets made a total of 19 passes on the unarmed drone, drenching it with their jet fuel. On the final pass, the Russian pilot appeared to miss his approach, causing a collision.
Switzerland's central bank has agreed to lend Credit Suisse more than $50 billion. It's a move to stabilize a big bank under pressure. Treasury Secretary Yellen is expected to tell lawmakers today the U.S. banking system is sound after two bank failures, and Congress wants answers from bank executives. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The largest banks are in much better financial condition. Janet Yellen is going to say that. But more importantly, the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the Swiss National Bank and the European Central Bank, they're acting quickly and decisively.
There's new U.S. pressure on the Chinese owners of TikTok, the video sharing app, as we hear from White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
A statement from the company indicates the Biden administration has strongly recommended a divestiture of TikTok from its Chinese ownership, or else. A TikTok spokesperson says a split off from Beijing wouldn't solve U.S. security concerns, but that TikTok's own plans would. A growing chorus of critics in Congress notes that any Chinese-owned technology company has to comply with China's law permitting the government to take its data at any time. The Trump administration tried to ban TikTok more than 2 years ago, but the effort was blocked by the courts.
After the latest storm system in California, thousands are still out of their homes because of flooding and fears caused by rising rivers. CBS's Carter Evans has more on the impact.
California farmers appear to be getting desperate, sacrificing pickup trucks in an effort to fill a broken levee.
Stop right
Yes.
The men were trying to prevent the Tule River in Central California from inundating an orchard. Across the state, almost 90,000 people are facing evacuation. Christopher Moreno left his home in the middle of the night with no shoes.
What happened when you went to the shelter?
It was full.
It was full. No room.
No more space.
He's been living in his car for almost a week.
Now to Texas, where a conservative federal judge promises a ruling soon in a bid to block access nationwide to an abortion pill. CBS's Christina Ruffini is in Amarillo.
Our choice! Our choice!
A handful of pro-abortion rights demonstrators stood outside the federal courthouse in Amarillo.
Access to medication abortion is one of the last options that we have.
While inside, an anti-abortion rights group called the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine argued the court should reverse the FDA approval for the drug mifepristone, part of a two-step medical abortion process that makes up 53% of abortions in the United States. The FDA says the drug, which has been used in the United States for more than two decades, went through a rigorous four-year approval process and says 99% of patients are treated without an adverse reaction. This decision could impact its availability nationwide.
Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin are proposing rape and incest exceptions to an 1849 abortion ban. Democratic Governor Tony Evers rejects the proposal and is suing to overturn the ban.
The bill that's being suggested by the Republicans is something that isn't in concert with 50, 60, 70% of Wisconsinites.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
For a second day yesterday, former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen testified before a New York grand jury.
I complied with everything, and now it's in the hands of our district attorney.
This is the investigation into hush money paid to Stormy Daniels in 2016 on Trump's behalf. Daniels met with prosecutors in the case yesterday, and her attorneys say she is willing to testify. For the third time this week, North Korea test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. It comes as the U.S. and South Korea hold joint military exercises. Defense analyst David Maxwell says it's a move to seize the spotlight by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
The exercise will last about 13 days. We've never seen that many consecutive ones, but of course, anything's possible. And he's really desperate to try to send a message.
In Texas, there's been a state takeover of the school system in Houston.
The head of the Texas Education Agency making the announcement that the democratically elected Houston School District Board of Trustees will be replaced by a TEA Board of Managers. Mike Morath said in a statement that in prior years, the Houston Board did not focus on improving student outcomes. Local state rep Ron Reynolds calls it a Republican power grab.
If TEA can take over the largest school district in Texas as a result of just one failing school, who's to say that other school districts aren't next?
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
New numbers indicate deaths of pregnant women in this country dropped significantly last year. More than 1,200 died the year before in 2021, the highest rate in six decades. That spike blamed on COVID-19. Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant has been suspended 8 games by the NBA for the gun in the strip club incident on Instagram. After meeting with the commissioner, he told ESPN,
"Pretty much, you know, an open discussion. Obviously, you know, he said things, you know, I need to, you know, be better at. You know, I also, you know, sent my apologies."
It's not approved for weight loss, but that hasn't stopped celebrities and others from using the diabetes drug Ozempic to blunt their appetite, causing shortages of the drug. Now there's fallout at some upscale restaurants.
Some wealthy diners are barely getting through their homemade gnocchi Mona Lisa at Nello's in New York City.
More and more customers that are coming in, and they have a lot less appetite.
Thomas Makos is adjusting to accommodate the new Ozempic rage.
So we have a grilled calamari, we have a chicken with asparagus. We altered some of our recipes and created some more smaller portion dishes.
Same goes at nearby Sojourn, where Sammy Masovich calls the shots.
We do the Kobe sliders. Comes with three, then we'll offer one.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The spacesuits for the planned lunar mission will have a new look.
NASA and Axiom Space revealed a new spacesuit design that could eventually be worn to walk on the moon again.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap
The prototypes were unveiled in Houston and should be delivered in time for astronaut training there later this summer. The new design is black with blue and orange detailing, but it's just a display model. NASA says the actual spacesuits will be white to reflect heat and protect astronauts from extreme temperatures. The goal is to get back on the moon by 2026. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Singer Bobby Caldwell has died at 71.
In my world, only you.
What You Won't Do for Love was a top 10 hit for him in 1978. It's been sampled by several recent hip-hop artists. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.